White House this past Thursday announced plans for the largest ever release of oil from the U.S. strategic reserves. They're going to release on the average of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months. If you don't want to do the math, that's around 180 million barrels. President Biden also called on the oil industry to produce more. There's a concept. And he also criticized the profits that the industry makes, which, by the way, is why not just oil companies, any company exists to make a profit. It doesn't happen by price gouging. You need to keep your product affordable and desirable so everyone gets something out of the situation. Just proves that the president's just another one of those in D.C. who has absolutely no concept of what it takes to run a business, the mechanics of it, because not everyone can, you know, have an energy company show up, give you a spot on the board and a seven-figure signing bonus like cool Hunter Biden happened to get. Anyway, move on Thursday. That follows prior releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Earlier this month, they spewed out about 30 million barrels. Biden administration is putting pressure on the oil companies to ramp up their production, like I said, on federal lands where drilling permits have been approved, but, well, they say unused. White House said that the president's going to call on Congress to approve legislation that would make companies pay fees on wells from their leases that they haven't used in years and on acres of public lands that they are hoarding without producing. So think about that for a second. You have oil that's gone from the $60, $70 range to the $100, $120 range. If you're an oil company, you know there's oil in that land. I'd go get it, wouldn't you? Yeah, exactly. But when you look at things politically, that legislation idea doesn't have much of a chance, given the slim majorities that there are in Congress, Senate 60-vote threshold for most votes. So that's just a lot of nice talk, I guess, for the environmentalists. White House also said Biden would authorize the use of the Defense Production Act to support the production and processing of minerals for batteries that are, of course, used in clean energy, electric vehicles, as part of the continuing long-range, shall we say, effort to transition to clean energy over time and reduce the dependence on oil. More specifically, they're looking to boost production of lithium, nickel, cobalt, graphite, and manganese for larger capacity batteries, which is a great idea. But what do we do during the 30 or so years before all that kicks into any affordable success and effectiveness? Look at some of the recent polls. Public certainly is concerned about inflation, including rising gas prices. There was an NBC News poll taken before Biden took his trip to Europe a week or so ago showed 83% of Americans worry that Russia's war in Ukraine will increase the price of gas and other goods and services. Biden's approval rating, that also dipped to the lowest level of his presidency, and an NBC poll found that 63% disapprove of his handling of the economy specifically, saying that the American public is taking out frustrations about gas prices and other inflation on, of course, the Biden administration. Let's go back to that releasing the million barrels a day of oil from the strategic reserve. Let's do a little math here. Government's going to pour out, like I said, 1 million barrels a day. What's the daily U.S. oil consumption? Nope, higher. Okay, you're close, 22 million barrels a day. Russia accounted for 7.8% of America's oil. Let's do the math here. 7.8% of 22 million is 1.7 million barrels a day. Government's going to release 1 million barrels a day. Not even close. Oh, more domestic production, you say? Well, first, there needs to be an understanding of the reality. I mentioned how several political media pundits say that oil companies have plenty of leases, but they're not doing anything with them. Saying, I guess some of them want the oil companies to be fined. Reality is that every lease is not the Willy Wonka golden ticket. These energy companies invest in leases based on the belief that they'll find oil there. Once you get the lease, they discover once they have access, there's nothing there. What's left to do with that lease? Yeah, not much, is there?